We're now going to continue in Siman Reish Samech, skipping just for a little while some of the simanim in which precede it, which discuss the laws of Bishul, which we'll discuss when we go through the Malachos of Shabbos. The Mechaber is entitled the Siman Dini Hachanos Shabbos, the laws of the proper preparations needed before Shabbos begins. So the Mechaber tells us, Mitzvah Lirchotz Kol Gufo. It's a mitzvah to take a bath, to shower your entire body. V'imi yashul lirchotz panav yad v'raglav. I guess you don't have a lot of water, so you only have enough for a little bit. So wash at least your face, your hands, and your feet. B'chamin b'erev Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to use warm water, hot water, on erev Shabbos. And he also says it's a mitzvah l'chov arosh l'galeach hatziporanayim b'erev Shabbos. So it's also to clean. And part of this cleansing includes the cutting of one's nails, which we'll get to in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this and says that the mitzvah of bathing is mipnei kavod Shabbos, in order to be able to show the proper honor for Shabbos. And the Ber Halacha says, based on the Gemara, diafil mi shetarasso umunasso, even a person who his entire livelihood is Torah study, yeshu levatel, he shouldn't learn on erev Shabbos, kei lekayim rechitza b'chamin. Should certainly take a shower or a bath. Baruch Hashem, they have such a halacha on erev Shabbos. Mikol makom, nonetheless, times the yeshiva, you maybe not get some bachrim out on the base matters. Otherwise, mikol makom, the Mishnah Berurah says nonetheless, ein zechove gemura. You know, it says it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is usually mistranslated as it's a good deed. A mitzvah is not a good deed. It's a commandment. A commandment is something you must do. And therefore, when you see the words mitzvah, it says mitzvah lirchotz, sounds like it's a chiyuv. You have to do it. However, in this situation, it's not really a chov gemura. But kaima mekabel of sechar, if a person does take a shower, cleanse themselves before Shabbos, you get reward for showing kavod Shabbos. But she'enu mekaima enu ne'enashalav. If you don't do it, you're not going to get a punishment. So certainly it's preferred to do so. However, ma'od yesh lezahir, a person needs to be careful. And as we're going to hear the words of seriousness, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that it's really something which needs to be said in every community, in every kehillah. It says, "Shlo yavo al yedei mitzvos arachitza l'chashash chil shavos." A person shouldn't think that a shower or a bath is so necessary that you can end up violating the Shabbos covenant because of it. Because of the numerous avonos and mistakes that we make, many people make mistakes in this area, especially we make a chorep in the winter months, when Shabbos begins so early, we'll be turning the clocks back, that they wait until the last moment to make these preparations. Even let's say, technically, you end up turning off the shower a second before Shkia, and therefore at least you didn't cause those issues. But he says, Gamkin Mizdamin Isr Yado. There's still going to be problems that you'll end up coming across. Shpa'amim Husayrik Es Rosh Habasov, possibly you'll end up combing your hair and possibly ripping out some hair in the process. And that's a problem. That's a malacha. You can't do that on Shabbos. Gam Motzi Shiachar Gemar Kol Hapulos Sochet Halitnios Shomayim Shenivabo. A person has a towel, you end up possibly squeezing it out, even if you don't realizing it. You realize you're doing it, and that's what Bechalam Bechabes. That's a prohibition of laundering. Your commotion is brought down in a later simon, which will discuss the issues of laundering, what exactly that entails. It says, V'roi l'chol mi shenagi yirash Hashem b'libo. Any person who has even a touch of fear of God in their hearts, limnoas ha'amiza, that they have to try to tell people that this is something which should not be done. If you're able to encourage people to be more careful about making sure not to do malacha the very first seconds of Shabbos, it's a very big schus on all of our part. The gamut also, kedei shlo yitofes chas v'shalom ba'avonam. If we don't say anything, and it's not just when it comes to this. You see someone doing something wrong, and you turn the other way, so you also are held accountable. We have the responsibility to educate people if you see they're doing something wrong. Kiyadua Ma'amar Chazal, as it's known, Kol mi sheyesh lo limchos v'anshi beiso reinu mocha, nitbas ba'obon anshi beiso. Any person who has the capacity to make a mocha, can speak up and protest and to explain, of course, with compassion, with a niceness, the way you can say it and the way you frame it to the person who's doing the mistake. But if you don't do anything about it, nitvas ba'avon anshi beiso, you're actually going to be held accountable as well. You're holding on to that sin too. B'chol mishiyesho limchos v'anshi iro v'enu mocha, nitvas ba'avon anshi iro. And so too, it's not just in one's home, but if you see something in a community, that you see that something should not is going on, which should not be going on, and we turn the other way, then we also are held accountable. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that although, in fact, the Mechaber points out the importance of bathing, preparing oneself for Shabbos, certainly has to be done before the Shabbos. In the event that a person may end up with Mechal Shabbos, certainly one should not take a shower that day, and that's not the end of the world. Then the Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'gamal hanoshim shach mitzvah rechitza." The mitzvah of taking of rechitza is not just upon men, but the whole concept of covered Shabbos is also on women. There's not a lot of time to prepare yourself for Shabbos, such as the winter months. You can't have mitzvahs on rechitza b'fneihem b'yadeihem l'anoshim darbazeh k'shein lehem panai. If you don't have a few, you only have a few moments, and it's possible that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, so at least you can go into a bathroom and wash your hands with soap and wash your face, and this way you have at least accomplished that much on Erev Shabbos. And he says, we'll conclude with the last words of the Mishnah Berurah here, when it says that one should shower on Erev Shabbos, or take a bath, for who adin b'chol zeh be'erev Yom Tov, it's not just Erev Shabbos, also Erev Yom Tov, of Yom Chamishi lo havi yikar de Shabbos. A person decides to do all these preparations early on Thursday, that doesn't really show that necessarily you're doing it for Shabbos. Now, imkin eshel lirchos for Erev Shabbos, which is a possibility. So if it's early and you know that you work on Friday, and you're going to get home moments before Shabbos, so in that situation, by taking a shower Thursday, even though not the preferable method, but certainly that's okay. As kol kama demikra vo Shabbos tvei ma'ali, v'chein me'inin l'staper. As close as you can get to the Shabbos, the better, and so too when it comes to cutting one's nails. Therefore, again, when it comes to all these halachos, certainly it is a mitzvah. If one does not do so, it's not in the vera. And certainly a person should make sure that one will not be Mechal Shabbos in the process.